This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here with all of you, and I want to start now with a question and ask all of you to try and think of the last time that you remember asking someone for help. And I want to be clear, I don't mean asking for help opening a pickle jar or moving something heavy. I mean a time when you were really vulnerable enough to admit a deep need for help or for prayers or for accountability, a time in your life when you went to someone else and felt an extreme need or trouble or suffering, and you asked them to help you through that situation. Or if you can't think of that, maybe you can think of a time when someone came to you seeking such help. What was that experience like for you? What was the result or the outcome of the conversation? How did it make you feel? How did it change the relationship between you and the other person? I think if we're all honest with ourselves this morning, we could admit that it isn't easy asking for this kind of help. We don't like being vulnerable or feeling like we're out of control or don't have a grasp of the situation. I know we see this quite often as priests when people are hesitant to ask for help or for prayers or are uncomfortable admitting their struggles or their need. Yet the gospel lesson this morning shows us quite clearly that there's something miraculous that happens when we have the courage to confront our need for control and to admit our struggle. First, we have this story of Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, whose 12-year-old daughter is sick and at the point of death. And he comes pleading and begging at Jesus' feet, asking for Jesus to come and to intervene and to heal his daughter. As a parent, I can only imagine his fear and his grief as he's about to lose his child to this sickness. He must have heard the stories of Jesus' miraculous healing power, so he comes and he begs Jesus to lay hands on his daughter as a last chance effort to save her. And then we have the hemorrhaging woman who's been suffering for 12 years. She spent all of her money on physicians only to go broke and see her condition worsen. And she'd clearly heard the same stories as Jairus and hoped that merely touching Jesus' clothes would heal her and would save her from her pain and her struggle. Without money or any further medical hope, I imagine that this felt like a last chance for relief and for healing. We're told she moves unnoticed through the crowd, seemingly with no one to help or to speak on her behalf. Yet somehow Jesus notices immediately what happens when she touches his cloak. And then she too falls at Jesus' feet and confesses her struggles. There's something in these acts of desperation, in this pleading, in this admission of need that seems to open them up to a deep and a life-changing interaction with Christ. The woman's act of desperation is even praised by Jesus as an act of faith, an act that heals her of her disease. I'd also bet that the instances of asking for or offering help that I asked you to think about before also resulted in a changed relationship. This level of vulnerability and sharing opens our minds and our hearts to be changed and transformed. And we can't interact with another individual at that level without altering the underlying relationship. So the question becomes, how do we create safe places for people to be vulnerable and open? How do we find our own courage to admit our own needs and struggles? And then how do we model and encourage this behavior within our own communities and within this church? At times of great suffering, certainly we might be so desperate for help that it isn't difficult to ask and to be vulnerable. But my hope would be that we can create communities where we can ask for help and be open with each other in situations that aren't life and death, Certainly, desperation gives us the ability to try and do new things and to take risks that we might not otherwise take. But we should be able to create spaces that allow and encourage vulnerability without requiring that level of desperation. David Lowes writes about this passage and this idea of being vulnerable by saying, and I quote him, "The only way to trust God's great I love you is to first hear God's equally important I know you. Because as long as we think we're fooling someone, a loved one, a coworker or neighbor, or God, we can never really trust that they accept us for who we really are." And let's also think about what really happened in these gospel stories. Where does the miraculous event truly occur? We know, yes, the woman was healed and Jairus' daughter was also raised, but they still went on to live mortal lives and died. Perhaps the miracle this morning wasn't so much the healings as it was the transformation that occurred when they had these desperate and faith-filled encounters with God. They met Jesus, and they left with faith and an understanding of the presence and the power of God. They fully understood and comprehended the meaning of Jesus' promise of eternal life and relationship. They knew what it was like, what it meant, what it was like to live in and to experience the kingdom of God. They admitted their need for Christ, their dependence on God, and they were transformed in the process. They showed us, too, that no one is invisible or too far gone to receive Jesus' healing and life-giving power. So I ask, are we willing to risk being truly known by God? I think we have to admit how preposterous it is to think that we can hide anything from God in the first place. After all, God created us and already knows and loves us just as we are. Perhaps the greatest healing and miracle that we can experience is allowing this acceptance and this love into our hearts. Fully acknowledging and realizing that we are God's beloved and are truly and fully known and truly and fully loved, just as we are. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.